Today is a great victory. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. You can see I'm back at the Golden Gate Bridge. I drove up today because of the weather. I made a video here to show you the Golden Gate Bridge in the past, and the weather report on that day, the forecast, was very optimistic. However, when I got here, the bridge was completely enshrouded in fog. So I did the best I could. I made a video and tried to give you a feel for how it was on that day. I have been watching the weather in San Francisco for months, looking for an opportunity to drive up here and share a perfect day at the Golden Gate. Today is that day. Tomorrow is going to be overcast. The day before yesterday, it was overcast. But today we have an opportunity, so I drove up. It's a little after 10 o'clock in the morning. There's not a cloud in the sky. This vista point, this place that people come to take pictures of the Golden Gate Bridge, is busy, but it's not a mob scene. There are people here from all over the world. You hear all sorts of languages and accents. People are very polite. And there is a stand that sells food that they are preparing on site. At this point, I'm going to walk out onto the bridge and give you a feel for what it's like on this beautiful day. In that direction is San Francisco itself. Since it's in the morning, it's a little backlit. We may get a better view of San Francisco a little later. So at this point, I'm off to the bridge. It's a warm day. I don't need a jacket or a sweater. There is a lot of noise from the traffic. Hopefully my sound system will be able to filter that out. The Golden Gate Bridge was named after the waterway. In the early part of the 20th century, there was no bridge here. There was nothing here except the waterway. The opening between the Pacific Ocean and San Francisco Bay is about 1 mile across at this narrow point, this point called the Golden Gate. In other words, this place was called the Golden Gate long before they built this bridge. The location was not named for the bridge. The bridge was named for the location. The waterway of the Golden Gate is about 1 mile across. However, if one walks across the Golden Gate Bridge, the walking distance from one side to the other is 1.7 miles. I'm not certain that I will walk all the way across today, but I will walk out onto the bridge and give you a good look. Here you can see what it's like to walk on this walkway. The walkway here on the bridge is split. The bicycles are supposed to travel more closely to the traffic. And this side upon which I'm walking is for pedestrians. There are a lot of pedestrians here and a fair number of bicycles, and they are trying to avoid collisions. It usually takes between 30 and 45 minutes to walk across this bridge. Today, there's not much wind. The forecast is that the wind will build and will get stronger later in the afternoon. But right now, there's not much wind. That's good for me, walking on the bridge, but it's not so good for the sailboats, because sailboats are trying to sail in San Francisco Bay. Sailing a sailboat in San Francisco Bay is not so easy because there are a lot of currents to deal with, and the wind tends to be very gusty. The wind changes depending upon one's location. I have sailed in San Francisco Bay in the past in a 22-foot sailboat, and I found it very challenging. It was fun, it was delightful, but it was not that easy. Here we're coming up to the first tower. You can see we are really getting out onto the bridge. When I get to the tower, there is a sheltered area that will have less sound, and I will make some video showing you the skyline of San Francisco from this vantage point. Here you can see the bridge continues to the south, and then I'll pan to the left, and the skyline of San Francisco will come into view. So that is the skyline of San Francisco. There is a bridge to the left of San Francisco. It's actually a double bridge. That is, there are two separate spans. The first one goes to an island, and then the second span goes further to Oakland. You can see an island here to the left of San Francisco. That is Alcatraz Island. That was the site of a federal prison, a federal penitentiary years ago. As we continue panning to the left, you can see another island, but this one is much bigger. This island is called Angel Island. It was a place that was used for immigrants to be processed. People who were coming to the United States would enter on the Pacific coast at Angel Island. This facility was analogous to a similar facility they had in New York called Ellis Island. Now that large island is a park. It's a lovely place to visit. It looks like this boat is being apprehended by the Coast Guard. A little drama will play out here as the authorities talk to the owner of that boat. Further back, there is a sailboat. That's a schooner rig. It has two masts. That's a relatively large sailboat with a lot of different sail configurations available. Now I'm over the water. I'm on the main span, and below me here is water. You can see the North Tower behind me. I'm well out onto the Golden Gate Bridge. You can see that we are coming up on mid-span. This is almost the middle of the bridge. My current plan is to walk to the mid-span and probably turn around there. I've walked across the Golden Gate Bridge several times, analogous to what I'm doing today to show you this experience. Usually when I come to the Golden Gate, it is with some out-of-town visitor. If someone comes to visit, they may be very interested in seeing the Golden Gate Bridge. So in that setting, I've walked across this bridge many times. This is actually a common phenomenon when people live near major landmarks, major historical sites. They don't tend to visit them regularly. But when they get an out-of-town visitor, a family member or a friend, then they tend to visit those sites. When I lived in the vicinity of Washington, D.C., I would go to the major monuments, but the visits to those monuments were almost always because someone was there from far away visiting. I am now more than halfway across the Golden Gate Bridge. You can see the North Tower behind me, and the South Tower is in front of us. The view is fantastic. It's not too busy today. This is a weekday, so it's a delightful visit. The most striking feature of this visit today is the astonishing road noise. These cars and trucks are at highway speed, and most of the noise they generate is created by their tires on the roadway. There's our view of San Francisco. To the left, Alcatraz. And then Angel Island. I think this is a great place for me to turn around and head back to the car. I'll continue once I get back to the parking area. This is a bronze memorial. This commemorates the U.S. servicemen who disembarked from this area to participate in World War II. Specifically, they have plaques dedicated to the Navy, the Army, the Coast Guard, and the Marine Corps. So my father actually departed for the South Pacific from San Francisco. His ship loaded near to the ferry building, and he traveled on that ship through the Golden Gate, under the Golden Gate Bridge, and down to the South Pacific. Years later, he came back through the Golden Gate. So my dad was one of these servicemen who are commemorated with this memorial. After I returned to the parking lot, I actually drove down here to Fort Baker. Fort Baker was an army post here years ago, and it has closed. There is still an active Coast Guard base here. There is a marina. People keep their sailboats here, and they maintain this pier for people like us to come get a nice look at the Golden Gate Bridge. Some people come here and fish. I, for one, don't eat fish, and if I did eat fish, I probably wouldn't eat them from San Francisco Bay, owing to the industrial pollution that would be found here. This location is right above water level, so it gives you a different perspective of the Golden Gate Bridge. We're actually looking up at it. There's a lot to do here in San Francisco, and days like today are ideal for doing those things. Since I'm already up here, I'm going to see what else I can find in this area before I go home. I'm now in Marin County. I'm just north of the Golden Gate Bridge. This area is called the Marin Highlands. That is, there are hills here, thus high lands. This is operated as a park, and people come here for the fantastic views of San Francisco and the Golden Gate Bridge. Here you can see the Golden Gate Bridge behind me. As I said in a previous video, this waterway is called the Golden Gate, and the bridge that crosses that waterway has been called the Golden Gate Bridge. It's been a long time since I've been here. I had forgotten about these rock formations behind me. They have a very interesting pattern in these rock faces. I'm going to continue because there are more overlooks from a higher vantage point further on. I've driven further on, and now we have a very good view of the Golden Gate Bridge. This road continues and we'll climb to a higher location and we'll get a different view. This is what's left of a coastal artillery installation. They had large guns here before World War II designed to protect the Golden Gate from enemy invasion. With the advent of aviation, in warfare, these installations became obsolete. They're now part of this park. Here you can see we're right above the Golden Gate Bridge. This is a great view. This attracts a lot of visitors. A lot of people come here. Parking is a bit of a problem, but not too bad today. This is a weekday. I hope you enjoyed this episode, this visit to the Golden Gate and the Golden Gate Bridge. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.